It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, September 21st, 2018. Today is the birthday of early American historical personality Francis Hopkinson, born in Philadelphia in 1737. He designed the first official American flag, Continental paper money, and the first U.S. coin. He was an author, a composer, and one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. He served in various roles in the early United States government and was later appointed a federal judge in Pennsylvania after the ratification of the Constitution. Only a few years into his service as a federal judge, Hopkinson died in Philadelphia at the age of 53 from a sudden stroke. He's buried in Christ Church Burial Ground in Philadelphia. He wrote a number of popular tunes and political satires. Some were widely circulated and powerfully assisted in arousing and fostering the spirit of political independence that ushered in the American Revolution. He began to play the harpsichord at age 17, and during the 1750s hand-copied arias, songs, and instrumental pieces by many European composers. He is credited with being the first American-born composer to commit a piece to paper with his 1759 work, My Days Have Been So Wondrous Free. By the 1760s, he was good enough on the harpsichord to play with professional musicians in concerts. Hopkinson is also credited as the designer of the flag of the United States, and the journals of the Continental Congress support this claim, although his role in its creation is seldom mentioned today. The legend of Betsy Ross as the designer of the first flag entered into American consciousness about the time of the 1876 centennial, owing to the efforts of her grandson, William Canby. This flag, with its circle of 13 stars, came into popular use as a flag commemorating the nation's birth. Many Americans today still cling to the Betsy Ross legend that she designed the flag, and most are completely unaware of Hopkinson's part in it. Here is one of Hopkinson's shorter poems that captures a moment of high excitement during an early morning fox hunt in the colonial American countryside. O'er the hills far away at the birth of the morn, I hear the full tone of the sweet-sounding horn. The sportsmen with shoutings all hail the new day, and swift run the hounds o'er the hills far away. Across the deep valley their course they pursue, and rush through the thickets yet silvered with dew. Nor hedges nor ditches their speed can delay, still sounds the sweet horn o'er the hills far away. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 21st, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.